We left it yesterday. We were discussing with Rabbi Sabai and Rava about Yadayim She'enin Mechirot. Even if you assume there's a din v'yad, which is far from simple to understand, but even if there is a din v'yad, kedusha, a gittin, the further question we're raising is how clear from context must the yad be? The Mark presented a machlekes in Abai and Rava. The Abai says, "Having a diet." And Rava said, "Lo, having a diet." Rava derived from a pasuk that since the Torah teaches us Yadayim in the context of the Dharma and the Zeros, you require what's called haflah. It has to be absolutely crystal clear what the meaning is all about. Otherwise, even if Yadayim works, that's not going to qualify as Yadayim. So the Gemara suggested in Maseches Nedarim that the Machlokes HaTanoim, when you give a get, whether it's necessary to use that Aramaic phrase, they ever let him know, you have to write that into the get. Minoim means many. You have to really spell out in the get that you are the one who's divorcing. The Gemara says that's massive issue of the Yadayim, because it seems that's what you're doing. You really didn't say it quite clearly. But maybe that was the issue, that according to Abaye, it would not be necessary to write V'dein De'Yevelechem Inoi, because it's pretty much understood. And according to Rava, pretty much it's not good enough. It has to be an absolute Yad Mechir. So the Gemara suggested that maybe that was the issue, and then they go backtrack. And then not necessarily, maybe the rules are a little bit different. But one thing was clear from that Gemara in Masech HaZadarim, that the Machlekes HaTanoim, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham about the writing of the phrase V'dein, the key word in that phrase was the Minoy word. That was the issue. Whether it's clear from context that he's divorcing, or maybe that's not considered to be clear enough. But the Gemara in Maseches Gittin has a whole different understanding of what the Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim was all about. If you take a look at the 11th of the Maamar Kamos, the Gemara Maseches Gittin up to him and Beis, also quotes the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda insists on the writing of a Dain, and the Chachamim deny it. The Gemara says, the Maikamus, when you write the Machlokes, Rabbanan Savri Yadayim Shemachichas Havin Yadayim. The Rabbanan wrote the opinion that Yadayim Shemachichas are good enough, which is exactly what he said before. So now the Gemara goes on a detour. The Alpha Gav Lokosel of a Dain, even though he didn't write the words of a Dain, Muchamil said it's clear the Baha'i Gita Kabagarishlar. It is clear that he means to divorce her with this piece of paper. Who said anything about questioning this piece of paper? We just learned the Gemara Maseches Nedarim that says that the issue of writing B'dayin revolves around the word Minoy. Who is the Megarish? Who is the Gavra who's divorcing? Now the Gemara throws another uncertainty into the get. Forget about who is being Megarish. With what are you being Megarish? So here the Rabbanan say, with what are you being Megarish? Obviously, you'd be Megarish with a get. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, now the Gemara continues in the 11th of the Maamar Kamos, in the second line. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Yadayim She'ei Mechichas Al-Havin Yadayim. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that you need a Yad Mechiach, the time of the Kosel of a day. The only thing that creates the Yad Mechiach is the word V'dayim. The Mucha Milsa the Bagita Kamagarish, because when you say V'dayim means in Arabic V'zeh, means this. So if you say V'zeh, if you say V'dayim, then it's clear that you're using the paper. Of a low cousin of a day, if you didn't write the name, Amre, people could suggest the Dibura Girsha, Ushtar Rabbi Abahu, that maybe he means to create the Chalos Gevishin with words alone. So why is he giving her a piece of paper? As a proof, as a receipt that he actually divorced her. But what was the quote unquote divorce? Maybe the method of Gevishin was Dibur. So to offset any of those mistaken notions, you have to write the name. It's not just like Gezer is the Rabbana, the Marisayan, it's a Dinder Isa, you have to write the name. Because without the name, you're running into a question of Yadayim Shem Bechichon. So here the Gemara in Maseches Gittin begins very similar to the Gemara Maseches Nedarim, that the Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, that the writing or the lack thereof of the Dain is definitely a Yadayim issue, just how much clarity do you need? But the Gemara goes in a totally different path. Whereas in Maseches Nedarim, the key focus was on the word Minoy, who is the Megarish? Here the Gemara is focusing on what is the Megarish? Is it the paper that's Megarish, like it's supposed to be? Or is the Dibur of the Megarish, which of course would be incorrect? So what is the Machlekes? In the Chachamim, you seem to have a Machlekes HaSugyas with what exactly was the Rekudas HaMachlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So Tosfos...
Is he saying
the
name, or that's in the
get? No, it's in the get. I'm just reading it in the get.
Is that a legitimate concern?
I guess if you're a Yehuda, it's a legitimate concern. If you're a Rabbanan, I guess it's not a legitimate concern. If you thought that's still not Mechiach enough. still calls it Adam Shemachitza. And the only reason why the Rabban accepted it is because they were of the opinion that Adam Shemachitza is still good. So come the Gemara, come tell us and says, so which is the Machlokes? We have a Machlokes in the Chachamim, and we have two different Gemaras telling us two totally different versions of the Machlokes. So come tell us to the 12th of the Ramakamos, and get in that the Hammer days. Tell us, says, Hachamashma, in the middle of the first one, Hachamashma, the Pligi Bividain. In the Sugya in Gittin, it sounds like the Machlokes revolves around the word Viday, namely Vizeh. Is it a get that's doing it, or is it not to get the Sugya? Overreached the Daramash for the Pligi Bimidnoi. Whereas in the beginning of Masechet Nedarim, it sounds like the Machlokes Atanoim was revolving around the word Minoi. So the Rabbanan having a daim, the Alphagat looks at Minoi, the Gereshah, the Magashah Saveros, we said yesterday. But what is the Nakudas of Machlokes? The Va'onari, the Chavaya Pligi, says the reason, not Akasha, like Machlokes and Sugis, they're both true. There was a double Machlokes, Rabbi Yudim Nechachamim. So it's true that each Sugis is presenting a different side of the Machlokes. One Sugya is focusing on the word Vedain, Ksiva versus Dibur. The other Sugya is focusing on the word Minoi, him versus the stranger, meaning Arashar. But the reason why we could have two different Machlokes is because they're really Shnayim Shemechot, they're really one Machlokes, namely, what is your take on Yadayim? They both emanate from the same basic premise of the issue that Abai and Rav are fighting it out about. What exactly are the parameters of Yadayim? Just how clear must Yadayim be? And that has kama v'kama naftaminim. We've already seen now this machloikas, this running machloikas throughout the different sugars and shots about Yadayim Shemachichos touched on so many different areas. It touched originally on Masechas Nazir. That's what we first thought of the sugya. The person who says a hey, he doesn't say, hey, Nazir, so is he considered to be a Nazir or not? So Shmuel and Arsugya said, well, he's only a Nazir if there's a Nazir standing there. So the Nazir standing there makes him to Yadayim Shemachichos. But not for that, so it's Yadayim Shemachichos. That was one issue. Then we had the issue of Yadayim Shemachichos when it came to Hukos Kedushin. The person was Makashinish, but didn't say the word Li. So that's the Yad She'edim Achich. Then we have it in Masechus Gittin in two different areas. We have it about requiring the word Vidain to make it crystal clear that it's the paper itself that's Megarish Shnayim Dibur. And then you have it part two in Masechet Gittin, these are words we know to make it crystal clear that the husband is a Megarish, not a stranger. So we have at least four different, more than that, at least four different Afkaminas throughout different areas of Halacha within the parasha of Yadayim. So again, everything's assuming that Yadayim exists. If Yadayim don't exist, then we're wasting our time. We're talking about details of it that doesn't exist. So clearly, Yadayim exists. How do we get to Yadayim existing? That was yesterday, Sugya. Either because conditions like Nedarim and Gittin is like condition, or maybe like the Radis and then Matsidu. However, we got there. There is a bit of Yadayim. That's the starting point of the Sugya. Just whether or not we require Yadayim or Chichos is still up for grabs. So just to put the pieces together in terms of the different Sugya, because we have seen this issue permeating so many different Sugyas. There are a couple of major players in the Amaroi who are discussing this issue. Of course, first and foremost, Abai and Rava, that was by the Machlokes in Masechet Nedarim. But Shmuel was a major player in the Sugya of Yadayim as well. And this really is how we got into the Sugya in the first place. So we're going to go back to the very beginning of the Sugya before we wrap things up, just to see what Shmuel did or didn't hold in this Sugya. So we take a look back at the very beginning, to the first of the Rav Kamos. So Shmuel was the one, when he presented the Lashon Kedushin, he just said a Rebbe Kedushin, so that Muretzah. He didn't say the word Li, which is what got the whole ball rolling. So the very first of the Rebbe Kamos, Omer Papa Abayi, Lemeber the Sava Shmuel Yadayim Shemachitz Havi Yadayim. It would appear that Shmuel Shita is that Yadayim She'emachitz Havi Yadayim, because leaving out the word Li is clearly a Yad She'emachitz. I vot Nan, but we have the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if a person says this is very vague phrase, hey, he's considered to be a Nazir. We discussed this. The Gemara is referencing its own question back in Nazir. How can you say the person's a Nazir? The word hey is not convincing. Maybe hey means betainis. And Shmuel was the one who explained to us who shall a Nazir over the front of him. The only time this is true is if there was a Nazir standing in front of him. So now we can be died from Shmuel time or the Nazir over the fun of Halav Hachiloi. The only reason why the person becomes a Nazir is because there's a Nazir standing there. But if not. And that's clearly pointing the direction that Lo Havi Yadayim. So now we have a steer within Shmuel in Masechus Kedushin. He's letting you get away without the word Li. and the Nazir is not accepting that the Shvach and the Zirus is. So the Gemara concludes that he in fact did say the magic word Li. So he said Li, and therefore Tiyad Mechiach and Shalom Yisrael. So there is no question from our sugi, which is, at this point, the most important part. From our sugi, there is no question what Shmuel she did. Shmuel she is absolutely clear that you require your Dayim Mechichos. You need it by Nazirus, you need your Dayim Mechichos. By Kiddush, you need your Dayim Mechichos. And then presumably by Gittin, you should also need your Dayim Mechichos, because the sugi is really all interconnected. This assumption is what caused a little bit of a problem. On the 13th of the Imam Kamos, so the 13th of the Maamar Kamos, Tosfos begins and asks, "So Yehocham Askiyah Dermali Mashva." It sounds from Asun Yishemasi Kacha that the conclusion of that Gemara is Mishmuel the Yadayim Shebachichas will have a Yadayim. If the Gemara says you need Lee and you need another over the fun of, that's tantamount to saying that Shmuel Shita is that Yadayim Shebachichas lo have a Yadayim. But now Tosfos raises two problems. One of them is a very complicated problem from the Gemara beginning of the Dar. We're going to skip that problem for now. We're going to stick to the sugi that we've already learned. We go back to the third page of the Maamar Kamos. So the Ode, it's the fourth line into the Tosfos. So it's the end of the line. The Ode, the Amar B'Gittin, Gufo Shel Get, the Gemara in Masechet Gittin is telling us what's the standard text of a Get. What's the bare minimum it has to say in a Get? So it says, I read with the Chalazim on this yesterday. Rabbi the Omer v'Dain de'yevel echininoi, who gufa shall get the flea rabban and alay. So machlekes is Rabbi Yudan v'chabim, what exactly has to be in the text of the get? Do you need v'Dain or not? So comes Tosfos and says, Shmuel sofa ki rabbanon. And Shmuel, we all know, holds like the view of the rabbanon, which spells trouble for us. Because if Shmuel holds like the rabbanon, that means he doesn't require v'Dain. If he doesn't require v'Dain, that's tantamount to saying, Yadayim shemachichos, havin yadayim, which contradicts what Shmuel said in Esther. So Tosfos gets all to a big problem. Because after all, we all know that Shmuel Savak Rabbanan. So right now, we're going to take Tosfos' word for it. We'll see as we go on that it may not be true. But Tosfos, for the purpose of presenting their question, Shmuel holds like the Rabbanan. There's no need for V'dayim. So now, we're in for trouble. Because now we're seeing splits within Amoraim about different sugyas. Up until now, we've been consistent. We've seen a running machlekes, either having your dime, loving your dime, but get the Mekadushim, and the Dharma, and the Zebras, you name it. And now we're finally split. So what's going on? The Yesh Lama. It says to us as follows. The Areya Mekudeshes, below Amali, lo mash meklal, the Mekudeshes lika Amar. So come to us and says that when a person says a Reb Mekudeshes and doesn't say Li, that doesn't have any indication that he wants to marry her. The other most of the Kaddish Yesh Lama. So Tosfos, it's very normal for Shaliach to the Kaddish and Nishan. I don't know whether I'd say that for Zman. In the old days, it was very, very common for Shaliach to the Kaddish. And now Tosfos is about to introduce a new concept. V'yadayim she'ei mechichos klau. Tosfos just added a word. These are not yadayim she'ei mechichos. These are yadayim she'ei mechichos klau, klau, klau. That means there's no indication. Listening to a person standing under a chuppah and saying, Harebu Kodeshes, I have no idea who the chassid is. No clue. It's not like today when he's the one standing with the kittel, you know, his parents are next to him. A guy, a stranger, walks up to a girl in the middle of the street and says, the Rebbe Kodeshes, are you the chokim? Yeah, the chokim. I have no idea. So Tosfos says, when you have an Eid of Kodeshes, when you have an Eid of Chichos Klau, that is not considered to be a Yad. So any case that's Eid of Chichos Klau, Kihani, Vadei Ka'am HaShmuad Lo Havin Yadayim. So for sure, that's considered to be a Yadayim Sh'ei Mechichos Klau, and Shmuel holds that's no good. What would be another example of Eid of Chichos Klau? The guy says, hey. A guy walks around the street saying, hey, nazir, that means tainit, your guess is as good as mine. That's why Shmuel, the Shittosu, insists, when you have your Yadayim Sh'ei Mechichos Klau, you have to have some other proof. Either you have to put in the word li, or you have to have another over the front of it. You have to have something that's going to tilt the balance. But, if you skip down to the end of that line, v'chein ahu, the kosei tosei gittin, hava mechichos, v'ein onda megarish eshes chaveiro. However, sometimes when it comes to Gittin, so Gittin is not so ayayay ein mechichos. It's not so terrible ein mechichos klal. because after all, the odds are who's the Megarish? Between you and me, who's probably being Megarish? I mean, it's possible that a guy's being a nut and writing a get to somebody else's wife. There are a lot of us going out there, but it's unlikely. And therefore, we'll call it a Yadayim Shemachichos, but not a Yadayim Shemachichos. Therefore, the Tosfos was willing to explain away Shmuel Shita by adding another category that the Sugya doesn't say explicitly. Up to now, we thought either you're Mechich or not Mechich. So it says either you're Mechich, you're quasi Mechich, or you're a Mechich. So what prompted Tosfos to say this? Because they were convinced that Shmuel denies the requirements of a day. That's what prompted Tosfos. How did Tosfos know that Shmuel denies the day? So Tosfos in the back of their mind, they don't tell you which Gemara they're referring to, but it's clear they're referring to the Gemara Maseches Gittin. So I think I put that Gemara on the Mamet Kemet. The Gemara Maseches Gittin and the Chavav, I'm not mistaken, where the Gemara is discussing a person who wants to get a little bit of a jump start on writing Gittin. He's a cipher, and he knows he's going to have some business, and he has a little bit of time right now, but he wants to start to write what's called a Kosei Tajtei Gittin. He wants to start to write some of the basic form for a standardized form part of a get in advance, even though he wasn't appointed to do so, even though a couple may not even getting divorced yet, he wants to be on the ahead of his game. But the Mishnah says that's a serious problem because a person writes a get without writing it l'shma, without being authorized to write, that's a big problem. As Machlekes have shown him why a sofer has to be authorized to write a get. The Mishnah says the favorite, and the sofer writes to get without proper authorization from the husband, the get is no good in the Torah. Right? Why is that? Where did that come from? So Tosfos have two different opinions about this. One place Tosfos writes, but it's a get in, and the Chabay Tosfos writes, because you don't really need shulichos to see the get. The chosav of sefer krisos means anybody can write to get. The only reason why you need authorization is because otherwise it can't be done with shema. The shema doesn't just mean you're just screaming out, l'shma, I'm writing it. You have to be instructed to write the Shema. The Baal has to be the one who's standing over you and telling you to write the Shema, not literally, but figuratively telling you to write the Shema. So therefore, the Tzivi HaBaal is necessary because of the Shema. And Tosfos in the first bracha of Masechet Gittin writes, no, the reason why you need Tzivi HaBaal is because you need Shlichos. Again, it has to be written by the Baal. The Chosam law is translated not to mean anybody can write, but specifically the husband has to write. So the husband has to write, he has to appoint a position. So no matter how you slice it, there's no way in the world that a person could write a get unless he was absolutely authorized to do so. But the Mishnah says that he can't write the main body of the get, but he could write, some of them are called the tofes of the get. But he could write some of the general lashonos, some of the general parts that are not part of the get proper. Namely, he can't write the names of the people yet, or he can't write the main body of the get, but all the kind of poetic, extra, flowery lashon that we throw to a get, that he in fact can write. So when the Gemara is discussing what is the main part of the get? What's not the main part of the get? So Amar Shmuel. Shmuel makes a statement of Shmuel. Tzorech sheyishar has to leave out blank. Harei mutas lecholodim. He asks me if he's going to write the phrase Harei mutas lecholodim without proper authorization, that get is no good in the Torah. That's the good we'll get. So when Shmuel was trying to highlight for us, what is the ikar get? What's the main body of the get? He says Harei mutas lecholodim. So Tosfos jumped on that and said, And what happened to Vedain? Why didn't he mention Vedain? You see from here that you don't need Vedain according to Shmuel, and therefore doesn't get the ball rolling and ask the Kasha, how could Shmuel not require Vedain? Isn't he a Yad She'en Mechichos? Isn't he a person who denies the Yadayim She'en Mechichos? And then tells how to develop three categories, Mechich, not Mechich, Klal, etc. So comes around and says, he doesn't understand where the Kasha was in the first place. He said, Shmuel wasn't talking about the topic. All Shmuel said was, for the Sefer who's writing Tosfos Gittin, make sure to leave out the main part of the get. And what's the main part of the get? Why didn't Shmuel say Vedain? Because Shmuel was not interested in discussing the Machlekes. That's not the place. You want to discuss whether you need Vedain. I ain't singing. It's not the hay and Masechet Gittin. Shmuel in the third pack was just highlighting whatever you think is the main body of the get, leave out. Don't write it before you have a Tzivi HaBaal. What is the main part of the get? So Shmuel gives you a very, very quick version, a very shortened version. Harei mutas lecholodim. What about Vedain? Maybe and maybe no, depending on what I think about Yadayim Shem Mechichos. But the whole Shtipel Torah of Tosfos in Kedusha to create three halachas, three categories, the whole Rav and Basil, three categories of Yadayim, the whole thing was based on the premise that Shmuel actually said something that we're not even sure they said in the first place. To get back to that story, so we spent really a lot of time in the Sugya, on almost two different parts of the Sugya. We spoke about Api Halacha, when Yadayim even makes any sense. Is Yadayim only something that's Hekish Kedusha oriented? or is it something that can spread to other areas of halacha? We saw that it did spread to Kiddushin, and it spread by default to Gittin. Is that because of the Kiddusha part of Kiddushin, or is that nothing to do with the Kiddusha part? That was the Tosfos, the Ran, everything we spoke about in the first half. In the second half of the Sugya, so we're discussing, once we have a Din of Yadayim, whether by Nod, the Darim, Kiddushin, whatever you're talking about in the Yadayim, what are the parameters of that? Just have Mochiach, Moshe Naibi, Machlek is the Bayit Rava, Tosfos, three categories, the Ran's question of the three categories. But there's one still glaring question in the Sugya, almost putting together different things that we spoke about in the last couple of weeks, is the very discussion of Yadayim in the context, particularly of Kedusha, is very troubling. Because when it comes to Kedusha, we spoke about many times, what exactly is the role of Dibor in Kedusha in the first place? What do you mean Dibor altogether for? We understand the Chumash need Dibor. So we developed already into several sugyas, Machlekes and Rishonim, what the goal of Dibor is. There are some Rishonim, Rashi and others who seem to say that Dibor is required almost as part of Kiyikach. When the Torah says Kiyikach, Kiyikach is not just a Ma'is and a Sina. Kiyikach has to be accompanied by a Kachas Alaviyim, Kachem B'Dvarim. Kiyikach Korach, Mashcherim B'Shicham B'Dvarim. The word Kiyikach has the connotation of convincing, of talking to somebody, influencing somebody to do something with words as well. And therefore, the Dibor is almost an integral part of the condition proper. We saw other Rishonim, we saw a Ramam several weeks ago, we'll put it down a little bit on the Dibor. The Dibor is not so IAI, but that's such a major part of Kedushin. The only reason why you need it is because otherwise we have no idea what's going on. Without Dibor, we don't have enough clarity whether you really have Das Kedushin altogether. But in terms of what the Kicha of the Kedushin is, only the Mice and not the Dibor. So we saw already different opinions in the Rishonim what the nature of Dibor is. But one thing we also saw clear was that there are cases where you don't need an absolute Dibor, at least not in the classic sense of the word. Namely, a couple is talking about marriage, they're talking about apartments, they're talking about the way they're going to go for Sheva Brachas, and they're talking about what's going to happen after the marriage. And then he takes a ring, he hands it to her in the presence of Adin, even though he did not use any Lashon Kedushin, Shistam Kedushin. That's a Sugya, and the Vav, a Sugya B'Yosuinyin. That's what we Paskin, the Gemara Paskin, that a Sugya B'Yosuinyin is the Kedushin. So at the time, we made reference to the fact that there are two different ways of understanding that Allah of a Sugya B'Yosuinyin. If you hold that Dibur for Kedushin is just Birur oriented, so then I have Birur through the Sugya B'Yosuinyin. If you hold that the role of Dibur is Mamash Akicha, I need a Mamash Lashon Kedushin, then you have to say that a Sugya B'Yosuinyin is a Lashon Kedushin. Lashon Kedushin doesn't have to be Kedushin for Restless, it can be talking about apartments also. Anything that has anything at all to do with marriage is called the Dibur of Kedushin. So no matter how you slice it, no matter what you think Dibur is or is not in Kedushin, a Sugya B'Yosuinyin does work. That's the Gemara, the above, Rabbi Yossi, a Sugya B'Yosuinyin works, the Gemara Paskin, Halacha Rabbi Yossi. So the bottom line is, you don't need such an absolute Dibur of Kedushin. So now, we have a big problem, because here, the Gemara is talking about Yadayim, and the Gemara is potentially disqualifying Yadayim if it doesn't meet the absolute criteria of Yadayim, and what those criteria are, it's learned out from the Dharma, from the Zivas, from Hektish, and it has to be Yafli, Lindor, Nezal, Hafli, Yafli, Lafli. It's got to be absolute. It's got to be clear. It's got to be a Daim of Mechichos. We're throwing the whole book of Maseches Nedarim at you as we're discussing Maseches Kedushin. So come to Achronim and say, stop, wait a second. What happened to Asuka B'Yosuinyin? Even if it doesn't meet the criteria of Yadayim, even if it falls short because maybe Yadayim doesn't carry it over Kedushin, or maybe the din of Halacha Mashu Mesidah, you need to say Yadayim, whatever you think the rules of Yadayim are, stop. Forget Yadayim. Just call it a Sukkah B'Yosuinyin. We let them talk about about what apartment they're going to take, and we call that a Lashon Kedushin. So why are you being such a medactic and saying, it's got to be Hilchos Yadayim, and I got to learn out from Hekesh, and I got to learn out from the Matzino, and I got to use a Lashon Kedusha. We're so mocked on is following the pattern of the Nedarim. Forget the pattern of the Nedarim. Let it work. Mita'am. Just no logar is no worse than a Sukkah B'Yosuinyin. A Sukkah B'Yosuinyin, you don't even need your Nedarim. It's a deeper condition. So let the half-baked Lashon be in a Sukkah B'Yosuinyin.
Maybe that's the definition. The half-baked means that's like, yeah.
No, but the Gemara never raises the Gemara. The Gemara is not even sure that there is a din of Yadayim. At the end of the day, Baruch Papa Yeshua, it's an unresolved issue. Our whole sugya is talking about an unresolved issue. Whereas a Sukkah B'Yosuinyin for sure works. That's the finishing word that it works. What's going on? So, the Baruch Be'er, the same Bechashbu quotes from Reb Chaim in the answer, which I'll share with you only because it's a very famous answer in the Olam HaYeshiva. I'll tell you the honest, I don't understand it. For me, it's not Mechias Klal. I'm not just not sure I understand it. Reb Chaim supposedly said, Reb Chaim is calling for Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim is calling for Reb Chaim, that there are two different routes you can go down in terms of Kedusha. Obviously, you have to have the Maisa Kedusha. That's not negotiable. But then, the Maisa Kedusha has to be accompanied by one of two things. If you want to go down the route of Umdana, if you want to go down the route of Mukach Mea Inyan, if you want to go down the route of Asuka Biyosu Inyan, of just defining based on context, that's fine. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Asuka Biyosu Inyan is good enough. But if you want to be Mekadosh Yidisha Derech Dibur, if you want to be a Dibur, if you want to go down the route of Dibur, so Dibur is its own parsha, and once you're going down the route of Dibur, then you have to be parallel to all the other standards of Dibur and Kol Torah Kula. And what are all the other parallel standards of Dibur, Kol Torah Kula? Where do we learn them from? Pesachas Nedarim. And comes the Torah with the Chiddush Gadol, Hilchos Nedarim, and says, even though Nedarim require real Dibur, it's got to be Yafli Lindo Nezer Nazir, which is a tongue twister. It has to be a Dibur, but still the Torah is Mechadesh, that Yadayim is good enough. You want to go down that route of Dibur with the Chiddush HaTorah of Yadayim, then you're bound by Hilchos Yadayim. And one of the details of Yadayim is it has to be Mechiach, or maybe not, Abayin Rabba, Mechiach Lal, and everything we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks. So it says Reb Chaim, Inochinavi, if you wanted to go down the route of Mukach Mea Inyan, Mukach Mea Inyan works for its own tefillah. You don't even need the parish of Yadayim. You don't need the details. You don't need the exact cost of Yadayim. But as soon as you try to express yourself with a Lashon, with a Dibur is not Umdana, and once you're going down the route of Dibur, the Dibur must be expressed according to the standards of the Torah that are delineated in Hukkos Yadayim, whatever they are, Rizid, Rabban, Rabbi, Rav, etc. What I still have trouble is that at the end of the day, if Inyan works, if Umdana works, so don't call this a Dibur. So I'm opening my mouth. So don't call it a Dibur. Still call it an Inyan. What does that mean that once you go down the route of Dibur, it has to be Dibur? I still have a lot of trouble with that.
This case where he's like, the guy is under the chuppah in a kittel, and he says, Hari Avnu Kadeshin.
I would say if you want to know what is that? You want to know, is that a Dibur? But I would say it's a Dibur, but it's a Yad Mechiah. It's like another over the funnel.
No, only today, but it's time to show.
Right.
The guy's getting dressed up because his best friend told him, go to Australia and marry this girl.
It's not going to be any different than the person who says, hey, with the nose in front of him. And that's called Yad Mechiah. So Yad Mechiah, it's funny because Yad, it's a very difficult question. Yadai Mechiah's gufa can become Muchach from Indian. It means you can have it in the Indian Hadvarim to create, the context does create Yad Mechiah. That's that Gemara. But once you're telling me that when you're going down Umdana, you got to stick in Umdana territory, and you're going down, you're Loshan territory, so how do you still cross over? How does the Indian change what's called the Yad Mechiah? Yeah, you can take a look at Baruch Be'er. It's beyond me. I don't understand exactly where Baruch Be'er is driving at, what Baruch Be'er is driving at, but as I stated to say for this beginning of this Torah. So Chopana, I think we make a theme on Yadayim, that one thing we know clear is that we have a lot of unclarity in the Sugya Yadayim. We're not even sure there is a Sugya Yadayim Bekedusha. Neither there is, we're not even sure there's a Sugya Yadayim Bekedusha. We're not sure whether the same definitions carry true for different areas of Halacha. And we're not even sure why there's a dinner discussion about Yadayim in the first place. But aside from those four things, we have not clear. Hopefully, this video is very, very clear as day. Okay. I'll meet you tomorrow. We'll start with the next one.